think everyone's exhausted with the award season being over. The Oscars were on Sunday. So.
Did you stay up and watch?
Oh, of course, absolutely.
It's kind of part of your job, isn't it?
It is part of my job, and
it should be part of mine too.
Yeah, well, you have to get up early.
I made it through the opening with Billy Crystal.
Yeah, well, you know that the ratings were actually typically the Oscar show is the second highest rated television presentation of the year, the first being the Super Bowl. And it was the second highest rated. It was similarly rated to the Grammy telecast this year, but that was an exceptionally high rating because Whitney Houston had died literally the day before.
Right.
And there was a lot of attention that was focused on that was probably unusual.
Plus, there was a performance by Adele, who probably the most popular person on the planet
right now. Who hadn't been performing for quite a while because of throat surgery. Anyway, so, you know, all things considered, I think it went pretty well. Of course, you know, critics are just crabby about the Oscar broadcast. There were online things that were comparing Seth Rogen's hosting of the Indie Spirit Award as being, you know, just so much more clever.
Well, it was
clever.
A lot more irreverent, and he went places where you probably couldn't go on an Oscar telecast.
And it wasn't at all polished. I mean, I don't mean that as a negative criticism. It's just kind of the nature of the piece, and you can't imagine an unpolished.
Yeah, it seemed like a very
Academy
extemporaneous,
Award.
You know, kind of dialogue that was in many ways amusing, but you're right, absolutely unpolished.
And a lot of the jokes failed, which is okay. Most jokes fail, especially, you know.
Especially if you have a guy that can handle it like Seth Rogen. He makes it fail, you're funny.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I thought it was fine. A lot of people didn't like the Cirque du Soleil presentation.
I didn't see it. I didn't make it that far.
You know, Cirque du Soleil, to me, is just amazing in terms of what they do. And to understand the difficulty of the theatrics that go on with one of those things amazes me. But again, a lot of people didn't like that. I thought it was kind of fun myself.
Well, here's what I do know. I saw the Billy Crystal Open. What did you think?
I did think it was a bit of a retread of what he's done in the past, and
And it didn't hold up to some of the other things he has done.
Right, exactly. So anyway, but you know, you never know.
Let's get Eddie Murphy back next year.
We'll see what happens. That would be fun. But you know, it was fun. The other thing I think that happens is that there are so many award shows at this point, and they've all been ratcheted up over the last 20 years, so that they literally are, from a television audience's standpoint, as competitive, very competitive with the Oscars in terms of the way they handle the red carpet and the way they, you know, stage the thing and the interest. And so the kind of preeminence that the Oscars used to have is long gone.
And as you mentioned, there's just awards fatigue at this point.
Exactly. And I think that's a lot of it. But anyway, enough about the Oscars. I'm very happy to say that the Michigan Theater and the State Theater downtown have three of the best pictures playing. Actually, we have more than that. We have six of the best pictures playing, if you include the shorts, because today is the last day that we're playing the shorts.
Right.
So that's the short documentary, the short narrative, and the short animation films. But we're also opening the Best Foreign Language Film Oscar this Friday, A Separation, which a lot of critics last year thought was just the best picture of the
period.
Year. Yeah, just period. Not everybody, but many, many critics thought that A Separation, which is this Iranian film, about this couple that are facing a very, very difficult choice. They have a daughter who's in like middle school age, and they want to leave, actually, Iran to go to provide a better opportunity for her in terms of education, in terms of life opportunity. But the husband's father is very ill with Alzheimer's and requires intense care. And the wife makes the decision that, well, you know, it's terrible, but for the sake of their daughter, they really need to move. And the husband won't move, so the wife decides, well, I'm going to divorce you, take our daughter and provide a better opportunity for her. They go in front of a court in Iran and they won't let them divorce. And the wife says, you know, he's a decent guy. I just, you know, this is what I want to do. And the court won't let her do it. And there's all kinds of complications that ensue. The wife has to move in with her parents and the daughter stays with the husband. And then the husband hires someone to help take care of her father. And then bad things happen. And, with the father and the son of the Alzheimer father, the husband of the wife that wants to divorce, it ends up in legal trouble, and you're not quite sure exactly what's going on in a very Hitchcockian mystery way. So you've got this domestic drama that's very compelling with a daughter and a very ill grandfather that's dealing with this situation, and then you're not quite sure as the audience as to what's going on. It all gets knitted together at the end. But A Separation is a terrific film. You want to go see it. And again, it won the Best Foreign Language Film. It was predicted to win the Best Foreign Language Film, which doesn't always happen with that particular category.
Right.
But this one did. So go check that out on Sunday, starting on Friday at the Michigan Theater. Rango, which won the Best Animated Film, just happened. I mean, it's complete synchronicity. But
Johnny Depp has a golden touch, doesn't
yes,
he?
Yes. Well, he's the voice of this chameleon, literally this animated chameleon character who decides he's going to go and become a cowboy in a Western town. And it's a very clever, very fun, animated film. It's hard, easy for me to say. And it's going to be Sunday and Monday at 1:30. And it's kids under 12 are free. And again, it won the Academy Award for Best Animated Feature. And then The Artist continues at the State Theater. And if you haven't seen it, you know, a lot, I liked it a lot. Again, it was such a favored film to win that it almost
seemed like it was being set up for an upset.
It did, and it ended up winning. But again, a lot of press and a lot of people went, you know, it's just a little odd, which it is. But I think it's odd in a really great way. So anyway, The Artist plays at the State Theater, and that's cool. So those are your Academy Award winning films. And if you haven't seen the animated shorts, they're going to play at the Michigan Theater the last time today, and then they're gone. We also have some really well reviewed but difficult films that are opening this week. Shame, which is this Michael Fassbender film, who he stars in it along with Carey Mulligan. He plays this New Yorker who has problems with relationships, with intimacy relationships in general, but particularly in the women in his life. And he essentially deals with this in a very negative way through a sex addiction kind of dynamic, which, you know, it's like self-medicating yourself with alcohol or other kinds of drugs, except it's a sex addiction. His sister,
almost always ending in self-loathing, right?
Exactly. His sister moves in, his younger sister, played by Carey Mulligan, and she ends up having her own problems, and their shared painful past comes up. Now, this film is rated NC-17, so it's very explicit sexually, it's certainly not everybody's cup of tea, but it's gotten great, great reviews, particularly for Michael Fassbender's performance. So go check that out. And then Pariah, which was produced by Spike Lee, but it's about this Brooklyn young lady, 17-year-old African-American woman, who lives with her parents, and her parents' relationship is in a bit of a difficult situation. You just get the feeling that they're kind of just hanging on. And she is she's right at that point where she's, you know, very cognizant of her sexual orientation, which is different than what her parents might want, but she's struggling through that. Her parents are struggling through their relationship with each other and with her and with the rest of the family. And the character's name is Alike, and she survives through this adolescence with great humor and tenacity. The film's gotten very, very good reviews, especially for the leading actress, who is a young lady, Adepro Adouye, who plays this character, Alike. So anyway, go check it out. Again, the reviews, the independent cinema reviews have been very, very strong. Pariah opens on Friday at the State Theater. Actually, at the Michigan Theater, and Shame is opening at the State Theater.
What are some of the national releases this week?
Yeah, there's the Dr. Seuss-based film, The Lorax, which is an animated film, is opening. There's been a lot of advertising about this, and it's about this grumpy character called The Lorax who fights to protect his world. And it looks like a lot of fun. It's animated by the same folks that did Despicable Me, so the buzz on it is pretty good. And then Project X is about these three high school seniors who throw a birthday party for themselves, and it ends up, you know, getting a buzz in their community, and the whole party runs completely out of control. One critic said that it's like a John Hughes movie from the 80s, right down to the final shot, but it also reflects producer Todd Phillips' way that he puts these kind of films together. There's some special screenings as well that's happening. The Critics Week Cannes Film Festival hit that is just going to play a couple days at the Michigan Theater. It's called Declaration of War. It's about this couple who have a baby, and the baby ends up being quite ill, and it's a very difficult kind of family situation, as you can imagine. And they fight not only for their lives, but for their own understanding of what's going on. Our music and film series on Mondays continues with the documentary film Give Me Shelter that focused on the Rolling Stones' 1969 tour.
Yeah, lesson learned. Don't hire Hell's Angels for security.
Yeah, that's a bad deal. We've also got a documentary film called Misrepresentation on Tuesday and a special screening of Memento on Thursday. So there's a lot going on, and celebrate the Oscars.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another installment of Cinema Chat. You only find it on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.